Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a most amazing story about the Alter Rebbe, Shner Zalman of Liadi. In fact, the Alter Rebbe's birthday is in 3 days from the day that I'm recording this story, and that is on the 18th of Elul. 18, we know, is equal to the word Chai in number values, and so Chai Elul is the birthday of the Alter Rebbe, Shner Zalman of Liadi. What is so special about Chai Elul? Because Chai means life, and Elul is the month of returning to Hashem. And therefore, Chai Elul, the 18th of Elul, is the day that puts a chayus, a life force, energy, into the service of Elul, of coming close to Hashem. Or another way to put it is that Chai Elul breathes energy, vitality into the service of Elul, which is Ani L'Daydi V'Daydi Li. As you may know, that the word Elul stands for a lot of phrases, and one of them is Ani L'Daydi V'Daydi Li. I am to my beloved, meaning Hashem, my beloved is to me. And this is what Elul is all about. It's us coming close to Hashem, and then Hashem will respond to us. And in that whole month of Elul, in which we are in the middle right now, the 18th is the highest of Elul. And that's why the Alter Rebbe was born on that day, a day which is all about the Jewish people returning to Hashem. And so too, many years earlier, the Baal Shem Tov was also born on Chai Elul. Here is today's story. When the Alter Rebbe was 8 years old, Shner Zalman of Liadi, known as the Alter Rebbe, was 8 years old, he wrote a perish, an explanation on Chumash, which included all of the explanations of Rashi, Ibn Ezra, and the Ramban. So the Alter Rebbe, when he was 8 years old, wrote a book, a perish on Chumash, which included the commentaries of three very, very major mefarshim on Chumash, three very famous commentaries, which actually today almost every single Chumash has Rashi in it. Many Chumashim have Ramban, and many have Ibn Ezra. The Alter Rebbe wrote the explanation that's combined all three. 2 years later, the Alter Rebbe was 10, he had a frightening dream. Of course, he wasn't the Rebbe yet, but he had a frightening dream. In the dream, he was learning in the shul in Liozhna, the second room in the shul, and a holy tzaddik named Rabbi Reuven Baal Shem appeared in his dream and told the Alter Rebbe that he was being called to a judgment, to a Beis Din. The Alter Rebbe was then instructed to enter the shul. In his dream, he entered the shul, and he saw a Beis Din there, a Jewish court, near the southern table, with three elders standing at a distance, three old Yidden, very holy-looking Yidden, standing at a distance. The middle one of these, seated, motioned for them to approach, and Rabbi Reuven Baal Shem led the Alter Rebbe to the table. The judges of the Beis Din were wrapped in talesim, and these elders, these very special holy people, were dressed, all three of them, in white. When the Alter Rebbe approached the judge in the center turned to the Alter Rebbe and said, "These three elders, one is Rashi, one is Ibn Ezra, and one is Ramban. They're calling you to a Beis Din. They're calling you to court because your book is going to damage them. What's going to happen is that people will not read the Svarim of the Rashi, Ibn Ezra, and Ramban on Chumash anymore, because the explanation that you wrote includes all the explanations that they wrote. And therefore, Rashi, and Ibn Ezra, and the Ramban have a complaint against you, and they have brought you to Beis Din because your book is going to hurt them, that no one else is going to read their Svarim on Chumash." Dr. Rebbe had nothing to say in his defense, and with sincerity and much tears, he said that he would burn the book that he had written. At that point, Rashi and Ibn Ezra and the Ramban placed their hands on the Alter Rebbe's head and blessed him that he should have a tzlacha, success in his learning. They blessed him to become a mechadish chedushim, that is, to develop new insights into the Torah and to serving Hashem, which tens of thousands of Yidden in all generations would follow until the coming of Mashiach. And that was the end of the dream. When the Alter Rebbe awoke from the dream, he was very concerned, and he immediately began a fast. After dreaming the same dream twice more, so three times altogether he had the same dream, he burnt the book which he had written. So we see from this story, the Alter Rebbe, even as a child, was such a great Talmud Chacham that the book that he wrote included all of the explanations of the Rashi, Ibn Ezra, and Ramban. At the same time, we see that they, at the end, gave him a tremendous bracha, and that bracha, those brachas, of course, came true. The Alter Rebbe opened a new derech in serving Hashem, the derech of Chabad Chassidus, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people have been brought closer to Hashem through this derech. May Mashiach come immediately, and may we again meet the Alter Rebbe and the Rashi and the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban and all of the Yidden that will have to chias and meisim, and may it be soon and immediately. A good and sweet New Year, k'siva v'chsima teiva.